Oh my god, Daddy. You have to remember to leave a note. What note? When I left for school, we were out of milk and cereal. And, pads. I'm heading to the store, and if I didn't remember, then I wouldn't know to get them. And then where would we be, You're lucky your daughter has such a good memory. Wait, you got all that stuff today? On the way home from work? Even the pads? I'm not disappointed, I just wanted to help. Well, I can do the laundry at least. I know there was a lot this morning. Why are you smirking? You started it before you left for work. And finished it and folded it when you got home? Well, fine. I guess drama club kept me late, so you had to take care of more than usual. I'm sorry about that, Daddy. I'll make it up to you with a delicious home-cooked food. Huh? Dinner's already on the table? How did you have the time to make all this? Wait. Did someone else cook this? Is there a secret girlfriend I don't know about? Stop laughing! These are serious questions. Well, yes, I know that you lived alone before you met Mom, but I guess I was expecting to have to keep having to pick up the slack now that she left. I mean, I love that you did all this, but I don't mind helping. What do you mean I shouldn't have to? Of course I should. Just because Mom ran out on us doesn't mean I'm like her. I want to help. Oh? You mean that I should be free to live a normal life? Without having to worry about getting home to do everything? But no, you know I have friends and I like hanging out with them. And I love club and cross country too. And then there's all the homework. I don't mind giving up some of my time though. It's not a big deal. If it helps our family and all. But it's not fair. This, the way you go to work, never complain, and take care of everything. Then you come home and you don't get to rest. You just keep going and make sure that I have everything and the house is clean and you don't get to stop. Nobody ever thinks of you. Ever. They just see a single dad with a broken marriage and a bratty teenage daughter. Everyone assumes you just got it all under control and nothing is ever wrong. Nobody ever wonders about what you need. Mom kind of made it a big deal about it, maybe being a problem to live with her right away. Like I want to be anywhere near her and her boy toy. Not you. You just told me I should live where I want, and you would take care of me no matter where I was. No questions asked. You make sure I'm warm and fed and most of all, loved. No one takes care of you. It's not fair at all. That's why I want to take care of you. You haven't even been on a single date, have you? Yes, I'm sure. You aren't that good at keeping secrets. I know about the offers, though. What offers, he says. God, you are like the worst liar in the world. There's the work lady with the bossy voice who calls way more than she has to, especially since you've been divorced. the single mom who you run into all the time at the grocery store because she times her visits to when you when you'll be there. And oh my god, the slutty neighbor lady. She's done everything but throw her panties at you. I'm embarrassed for her, really. No one would blame you if you went out. You know, even if it was just to get laid. What? I'm not a little girl anymore. I know people have needs. And sometimes they go to the slutty neighbor ladies for those needs. Fine, I'll stop calling you slutty, but you know what I mean. Why don't you ever go out? So, you keep comparing these other women to mom. The way she looks? The way she used to be before everything fell apart? You know it's not fair. But you can't help it. Daddy? Do you still think mom is pretty? No. It's just answer, please. And did you think she was really pretty when she was younger? When you met? I thought so. Did you think she was hot? I mean, like, when you weren't around her, did you think about kissing her and having sex with her? Oh, just answer! I thought so. If she wasn't such a bitch. Sorry, Daddy. I know I shouldn't swear. What I meant was, if she was faithful, you would still want to have sex with her. And even more so if she were younger. You don't have to agree. You already did. Daddy, do you know who everyone tells me I look like all the time? That's right, Mom. When she was really young and hot. In fact, I might be hotter than she was when you first met. Because I'm way younger than she was. Does it bother you that I look that much like Mom when she was young? Make you angry or feel other things? Oh, come on. Sometimes it must bother you a little bit. I mean, I know that you love me and I never ever doubt it. But sometimes you must look at me and see Mom. Ha! I knew it. And you know what that means? Sometimes you look at me completely innocently. And you see Mom and you get turned on. No, I didn't trick you. I just asked a lot of questions. It's okay, Daddy. I don't mind. It explains some things. Well, you know that when I'm home, I like to walk around in a baby tee and boy shorts, and I drop my books on the floor, so I bent over to pick them up. And then when I stood up, I saw you and had walked in on the room. So I smiled and said hi, and you blushed so much and you laughed. I thought maybe you were embarrassed about something else, but you saw me bending over, and just for a second, you saw Mom. And seeing her face with this hot, young ass really got you going. But you're a good daddy, and you never hurt me or anything to me. But I didn't want. So you felt guilty and pushed that feeling deep down and walked away. Oh, no, no, Daddy. Shh. It's okay. I know what I can do for you now. You're shaking your head no, but you haven't heard the rest of what I have to say. Shouldn't you listen to your little girl before you say no? And your pants say yes. Nothing, nothing. I didn't say anything. Here, come sit with me on the couch. Please. I love you a lot, Daddy. Like, a lot. You know that, though, because I tell you all the time. Have you noticed anything odd about me? Oh my god, Daddy, please take this seriously. No, are you sure? Nothing strange at all about me compared to other girls, like my friends. I knew you noticed. That's right. I haven't dated anyone. Well, there was that guy in 7th grade, but I don't think going to one movie counts. Right, so do you know why I don't date? Let me just sit on your lap. It'll make it easier for you to understand. And I always feel so safe here. It's because every time I get interested in a boy or a girl, I start comparing them to my ideal man. Are they that considerate? Are they that smart? Do they treat people around them as well as he does? Are they confident and secure? Are they that attractive? Do they always smell so nice? Would I trust myself to sleep near them? Because he wouldn't just be safe. He keep me safe. And they never ever measure up. Do you know who my ideal man is? You. Yeah. I talk about you so much. Sometimes my friends say, I have a complex. Then I remind them that they talk about you a lot too, but in different ways. I laugh with them, but I guess I do feel and want some things that aren't allowed. When things are really bad and I'm super stressed or sad, I come see you. You sit with me and listen. You listen so well. When I'm done talking, you hug me so tight. And then kiss me right here on the forehead. Would you? Would you kiss me now? Like that? Yes. Just like that, Daddy. Do Do you know what I do then, Daddy? Huh? Do you? It's usually late, so I say goodnight. Then I go back to my room. I'm always a little sad because the hug is over. But I still have your scent on me, which makes me a little giddy. I go really slow, not because I'm upset, but because I really like to draw things out. It makes everything more intense. I go into my room. I shut the door. I take off all my clothes and lay on top of my covers. Then I touch myself until I come, thinking about that hug and that kiss. I come a lot, Daddy. Sometimes I cry afterwards. Sometimes I feel really guilty about it. Most of the time, I'm so tired, so worn out after that, I fall asleep, just like your little girl, naked, on top of the covers, wishing that one day you will come in her room and make her dreams come true. You don't think I should feel bad, but you feel guilty, and you've done nothing wrong. You're somehow blaming yourself for what I feel right now. I can see it in your face. Stop it. My feelings don't belong to you. They're real, and you didn't make them happen because of bad parenting. I guess I can be a little bit of a bitch too, Daddy. I'm sorry. I guess really be anything you want me to be. I can be sweet and innocent like I really try to be. Or maybe desperate and needy like the part of me I only let out when my door is closed. I can even learn how to be slutty if you want me to be. And if any of this really bothers you or upsets you, or I remind you too much of Mom, you can always spank me. You don't have to approve or say anything. This is what I want to do for you. That's what I wanted, to sit on your lap so I can feel it when your cock answers for you. That shocked you? Hearing cock coming out of your daughter's lips? Well, it's gonna go in them. So you should probably get used to it. Just sit like that. Your baby girl will take care of everything. I know you're ready. I can feel your cock poking my ass, after all. Let me just unzip you and... Oh my god. I mean, I've seen them before in, like, porn. Sorry, honey, I was just curious. It's so much different in person. Are they supposed to be this big usually? It feels really nice in my hand. Hard and warm, but the skin is so soft. Do you like my... you like having my hand on your cock? Like that? It's really gorgeous. I mean, I'm not like an expert or anything, but I can't imagine wanting more than a cock like this. Just hold still, Daddy. I'll take very good care of it. And I've been practicing my oral skills. Don't look so upset. Your little girl's still a virgin. Everywhere. I've been watching tutorials and practicing on, some of the produce. Yes, that's where the cucumbers kept going. None of them were quite this big, though. I guess I'm a very lucky little girl, aren't I? No, I'm all right. It's so sweet that you worry about your little baby girl so much. When she's taking all your cock down her throat. This is why I trust you so much. It's why all of my friends would kill to be doing this instead of me. But I would never let them. Oh, Daddy's beautiful cock belongs to me. It's my job to make you feel so good. My pussy feels like it's vibrating. I don't think I can wait anymore. Your little girl needs your wonderful thick cock inside her. Are you going to deny it to her and leave her crying and frustrated? Here, let me take my skirt and top off. And now the bra and panties. Don't laugh at the little bunnies. I didn't know I'd be stripping for my daddy today, so... Or I would have worn the small lacy stuff. I'm just gonna lay down here on the rug where I can spread out a lot and... Where you can see me. I need you to see me, Daddy. Not just as your daughter. Just think of me like your really new young hot wife. With a great ass and pricky tits. This is like our honeymoon. You've done so much for me. You haven't let your baby girl do anything for you. So now, it's time for you to claim what's yours. To love your daughter the way she loves, she needs to be loved. I will make you fuck me. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. That I need you, Daddy. And I need you inside me. I love you. So much. Please, just let me give myself to you. Please? Oh, God. Your weight feels so good. You're so gentle. Like I knew you would be. Oh, God. When you kiss my neck like that, please, fuck me, Daddy. I feel your cock just brushing at my slit. My legs are as wide as they can go. Let me make it easier for you and spread my lips with my fingers. And... God, Daddy, it's filling me. It's so right. Touch me everywhere inside. No. No, I'm not hurt. I love you, Daddy, and I trust you. I know you wouldn't hurt me. Ever. You can start moving now.
Oh, fuck. Oh. You came a lot, Daddy. You filled your little girl up and spilling on the rug. No, I'll clean it later. Just hold me like this. I'm so happy right now. No, I don't have any regrets, and neither do you. Just remember that we're still a family, and we'll take care of each other no matter what. And that means that I'm kind of your sexy young wife now. I think you should probably stay away from the neighbor lady, though.